Chapter 7, Nephrology. Topic 7, Renal Tubular Acidosis. Renal Tubular Acidosis, commonly abbreviated as RTA. This condition is a primary cause of non-anion gap metabolic acidosis, which occurs due to a disease process that results in damage to various parts of the nephron. Renal tubular acidosis is differentiated from other causes of non-anion gap metabolic acidosis using the urine anion gap. This differentiation is essential in diagnosing and managing the condition effectively. There are three primary types of renal tubular acidosis, each with its unique pathophysiology, associations, and management strategies. Firstly, let's discuss type 1, or distal renal tubular acidosis. This type involves defective distal convoluted tubules, which result in the inability to excrete acids and acidify the urine properly. Even when acid infusion, such as ammonium chloride, is administered, which should theoretically result in acidic urine, individuals with distal RTA exhibit urine that remains inappropriately alkaline. Distal RTA is associated with conditions such as Sjögren syndrome, systemic lupus erythematosus, and nephrolithiasis, which occurs secondary to the alkaline urine. It can also be triggered by drugs like amphotericin B and lithium, or by chronic hepatitis. The management of distal RTA primarily involves bicarbonate replacement to correct the acid-base imbalance. Moving on to type 2, or proximal renal tubular acidosis. This type is characterized by a defect in the proximal tubular reabsorption of bicarbonate. Under normal circumstances, bicarbonate infusion should lead to its reabsorption in the proximal tubules to correct the acidosis. However, due to the proximal tubule defect in individuals with type 2 RTA, bicarbonate cannot be reabsorbed, and the urine pH remains elevated or alkaline. This type of RTA is associated with conditions that include osteomalacia due to acidosis resulting in bone resorption, Fanconi syndrome, and the use of carbonic anhydrase inhibitors like acetazolamide and topiramate. It can also occur in the context of heavy metals exposure, multiple myeloma, and amyloidosis. The management strategy for proximal RTA involves high-dose bicarbonate and the use of thiazide diuretics, which enhance proximal tubular bicarbonate reabsorption. Lastly, we have type 4 RTA, or hyporeninemic hypoaldosteronism. For those wondering why type 3 is skipped over, it's because type 3 is an exceedingly rare combination of types 1 and 2, and therefore not typically discussed or tested in the context of exam review. Type 4 RTA is due to dysfunctional cortical collecting tubule resulting in hyporeninemic hypoaldosteronism. It is commonly associated with uncontrolled diabetes, hyperkalemia, the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, calcineurin inhibitors, angiotensin, converting enzyme inhibitors, heparin, and adrenal insufficiency. The management of type 4 RTA involves the administration of fludrocortisone.